This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. We are talking about lots of things today. We're going to be talking about Donald Trump being warned about testimony. We're going to be talking about Sessions' testimony. And we're going to talk about the leftists and their anger towards you. Bernie Sanders making comments. Tons going on. But I want to begin by talking about former Senator Sessions, now Attorney General Sessions, and what's happening with him. Because it was funny. Everybody's warning Sessions, don't do it. Don't go. It'll be bad. And at the end of the day, what Sessions can hold his own. And I'll be talking about this all show. When you have the truth on your side, you don't need to worry. That's what Sessions has. Why is he comfortable? When Sessions was coming in, I'm not kidding you. I see this guy, and he's already kind of, you can see the little boy in him, in those big ears, and he's kind of sitting there, and he's smiling, and it doesn't matter who's questioning him. He's like, no, I didn't do that. And now he's smart enough to give clarity, because this guy, Warner, co-chair, or whatever he is of the committee, he tries to set traps. Was there talk of collusion? Was there this? And he wouldn't let the man answer. And Sessions moves really slow because he's a Southerner. He, you know, thought is still kind of in his mind before his mouth starts to work. And I'm thinking, will somebody shut Warner up so he can answer the question? The Sessions would be like, no. And I don't want to imply that there was ever any discussion of a pardon. We're not pardoning any. What, the pardon for what? See, that's the way the Democrats do. They float stuff. And they hope you overlook it so then they can go, well, you didn't do it, gotcha. And Sessions multiple times referred to the dossier that Al Franken used to try to trick him. And I loved when he, in his opening statement, when he got really mad. And he made the comment, I resent that this type of thing is even being done, that somebody would question my patriotism for this country. Let me tell you exactly what happened in that statement, folks, when the questioning of the patriotism of Sessions is exactly why you have to question the patriotism of the left. They tell you who they are. You have to learn how to listen to them very differently. You're not used to dealing with them. I'm just telling you. You're not. You don't think in a conspiratorial mind. These guys are trying to outthink you, and they are conspirators. They hate America by telling you they love it. They try to tolerate you. Oh, we're tolerant when they're completely intolerant towards you. The treatment of Sessions in this was a joke. And I'm glad he did it. And the guy's like, will you make yourself available at any time we need you? And Sessions is like, it's not my. And he wouldn't let him finish. Will you make your notes and all your appointments? And Sessions is like, well, that's not the normal thing. I'll help any way I can, but I'm not going to help. But anyway, the guy just moves right through it. Because he wants it in the record that Sessions admitted, I'll do it. I'll do whatever it takes. But I love how all the people leading, all the pundits, Gingrich, and I'll talk more about this, don't go. It's a trap. They're trying to get this. You don't have to worry about it being a trap when you're dealing with the truth. You don't. I had a group call me, and because all these photographers are going after you for their graphics. If you use a graphic on a blog post, an article, they want to get $500 to $3,000 for the picture. And they've enlisted law firms that do nothing but go after these folks. And we've fought them and beat them multiple times. Well, get a call from a group, and it turns out that we were using their graphics wrongly. And the guy says, Kevin, just give me a call. Give him a call. And he's telling me, yeah, we found a lot of instances of the graphics. And I said, you know, I really thought we'd done a good job of getting rid of those, blah, blah, blah. And he says to me, Well, you know, Kevin, I've got about 500 instances here. And he says, and it's been over about 2 years. And I said, wow. You know, and I was actually pretty shocked. And he was like, you know, do you want to debate this? And I go, no. No, I don't need to debate it. I trust your data. And he was like, really? And I said, yeah. And I said, and here's the thing. If we'd done that, we need to pay you guys. We need to figure out a way to get on, you know, get into the system so we can get this paid for and get, you know, compliant. We call it compliant. And that way, we're all good. And he's like, and he says to me, I'm really glad to have this kind of a conversation. And I go, what kind of a conversation is that? He goes, you're not debating it. You're not fighting it. And I go, why do I need to fight you on this? I saw where we were using these graphics and I removed them. I didn't know that there were more. I trust your data. Because if I miss these, I likely missed others. I didn't know I missed that many. And then he says, well, Kevin, honestly, it could have been through third party and they were, you know, it was legit through their systems. And I said, that's okay. I said, it may very well have been. But we're likely not in compliance to whatever degree. So let's do that. Let's get that way. And the guy was like, this is so refreshing. Most people want to fight. How many? No, we didn't. Yeah. I go, look, man, the truth is the truth. We have done this. It isn't intentional. And he goes, well, you know, he goes, the photographers get a percentage of what we bring in for, you know. And I said, exactly right. I see that. I'm not taking the picture. So these guys are getting paid to go out and find their graphics and I said, so I don't misunderstand it here, man. You don't have to convince me of this. And he was like, how refreshing. And the thing about it for me was I didn't need to, oh, you're lying. And then I don't sleep good because I know what's happening. No, we did it. We need to get you guys compliant. The same way with bootleg software. I used to watch guys bootleg Microsoft and all that and go through all these hoops and things. Man, run it legit. And if the left could learn a lot, we'd save a lot of money in this country if we were running things legit as opposed to dinking around with the liars and the snakes on the left who want to make guys like Jeff Sessions look like the evil incarnate. Jeff Sessions didn't do anything. Neither did Donald Trump. Neither did anybody associated with him, because you know what we're going to do? We're actually going to hold ourselves to a standard. And that's what the left doesn't seem to appreciate. In fact, they hate us for it. They call us goody two-shoes, sanctimonious. Oh, you Bible thumpers. You people that hold yourselves accountable and you want us to be accountable. Shame on you. No, shame on them. This session, pardon the pun, was a waste of time, a waste of taxpayer time and energy. And maybe we'll cover it a little bit more during the broadcast. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I am a Fox News contributor, a fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics. I've written three best-selling books, and I speak around the country, coin-operated, in case you want me to do an event or something like that. MC and all of it. I love it. So if you want to get us involved in that, we are happy to do it. Just go to kjradio.com and let us know. So lots going on. I'm telling you guys, there's been a shift in strategy. You're going to hear less and less about Russia. Yeah, I mean, they're still going to try to hold on to the vestige of that nonsensical lie, the farce that the left has tried to create. But that's spiraling in on them. So now they've got a shift. And the shift isn't going to work because the shift is we're going to focus again on Trump. Make him produce the tapes. Make him testify. Get all of his people on there. And that's going to backfire. And what's funny to me to watch is the number of people who don't understand how things have dramatically changed in D.C. And they're warning Donald Trump. They're warning Jeff Sessions. I heard Judge Napolitano warn Jeff Sessions. You got to be very careful when you're testifying, because what will happen is they tend to twist things. If you notice how they do the... Hey, let me just stop you, Judge. Let me stop. Just shut up there for a second, Judge. None of those rules apply. You can say, well, that's Jeff Sessions. It's not Donald Trump. Oh, it's a Trump person. You know, just for the record, innocent people tend to want to testify. They say, you know what? He mentioned my name during this time. I want to make sure that we're very clear that, because he was, I remember Comey saying something along the lines of, it was very unusual for the president to ask to just speak to me only. What's unusual about that? You're a person I'm evaluating. Do I want to continue working with you in this capacity? And I say, guys, if you don't mind, I'd like to speak to, Director Comey alone for just a minute. No, no problem. Yeah, you leave. It hasn't happened to me in those types of circumstances, but it's happened in business. I've been in a boardroom, different chit chat going on, and the CEO says, "Hey, listen, if you guys don't mind, can I?" Or the chairman of the board says, "If you don't mind, could I spend a moment with so and so? Maybe it's one of our consultants or one of the managing partners." Oh, no problem. You leave. I've had people ask me, "Hey, Kevin, you got a minute?" No problem. And everybody kind of looks over and they leave. Happens often. No big deal. But let me tell you, these guys are all, "Oh, that was so out of protocol. Ooh, somebody needs to make sure they're holding Donald Trump's pee-pee for him when he's in the Oval Office, because you never know what he's going to do with that thing." I mean, it's ridiculous. There's some different set of rules when it applies to politicos versus business. No different rules apply. If I want, I could be in front of the UN, and if I see the ambassador of Zimbabwe and I'm curious about what's going on, I would say, "Hey, guys, if I don't mind, I'm going to go talk to the ambassador of Zimbabwe alone. Don't follow me." There's nothing wrong with that. DC wants to make you think that was something out of the ordinary. Nobody talks to an underling without other people in the room. Now, there may be some decorum with respect to, I'm not going to be, maybe some girl screams, sexual harassment every 5 minutes, and you go, I'm not spending any time alone. I'm going to always have a witness when I'm with her. Yeah, I'm going to treat it like Bill Cosby. You know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, I know. I kind of got that one. Maybe a little twisted. But they got my meaning, Mr. Producer. Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. So there are protections you might put in place for something like that so that there's no improprieties. But other than that, got no problem with it. But what bothers me is how there's a knee-jerk response on how we're supposed to respond to things when it comes to D.C., When it comes to testifying, for Donald Trump to say, "I'm happy to testify." "Oh, I don't know about that, man. Oh, I'm not sure." And people are like, "What's he going to say? Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong." And people are like, "Well, it could go sideways. The testimony could do this." No, it isn't. I get Donald Trump talks in broad strokes, and congressmen tend to want to drill down. But what it amounts to is when you say to them, if you say something like, "Well, you tweeted this," and you say, "Yeah, I tweeted that. It's 2:00 in the morning, and I tweeted the essence of the tweet was this." But if you're trying to make that some sort of collusion, first of all, we're not going to get off subject. You said there's Russian collusion. You claim that there was all this evidence, and you've got nothing, and you still continue to waste the taxpayers' money. It reminds me of the scene from Iron Man, where he's called before a Senate committee over weapons that he's developed, and the government says, "We own those weapons." And he's like, "You don't own those weapons. You don't own Iron Man any more than you own what's inside of my brain." And it ends up going sideways on the Congress, because they thought what was going to be a slam dunk, that they could prove that, it's in the national security interest and blah, blah, blah. And Iron Man, Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr., effectively said was, I can give you these toys and then I'll go develop something else. Then what? You want to come after my toy? You're mad because you don't have the ability to produce what I produce. And then you want to make it seem as if you're the people that are in control of it. How are you in control of it? The only way you control this stuff is if I give it to you out of the goodness of my heart. You control nothing. Nothing. See, that's where we as conservatives, we part with the government. I'll give you an example. If I, Kevin Jackson, came out with some amazing technology, amazing, you know, newfangled defense system, I'd be glad to give it to the government, you know, for a price, you know, to say, we're willing to contract with you exclusively. You can declare national security, and the technology as it exists today is now the property of the U.S. government for the tune, you know, for a nice low price of $10 billion. Whatever. I'd give it to them as royalty. I'd say, look, you just have to pay me, you know, to give me my $10 billion or give me whatever money per missile system, and we're good to. I would figure it out. I wouldn't keep it. I'm an American citizen, but I'm a capitalist. I'm going to make money. You're doggone right. I'll protect you to the hilt, but I'm going to make some money from it. But I would be happy to do it. But if you try to take it, well, now we got a problem. Now we've just entered into a bidding war. Yeah, I know y'all. Come on, Kevin, you wouldn't sell your super-duper technology around the world. Yeah, well, I'm not telling you that I would. I'm not telling you that I wouldn't. I'm going to pull a Donald Trump on you. What I'm going to tell you is the government is going to understand that even though you might take this technology, it may be rendered worthless, my friends, if the Russians happen to get it, if the Chinese happen to get it, because you know what you don't have? You don't have my brain. You don't have all the other stuff, the safety mechanisms I put in place so I don't end up dead like Seth Rich, or what was his name? I think it's what Hillary killed that kid. But I'm not going to end up dead over this, so you're not taking anything, because it would be rendered worthless to you. Now, are we back to the negotiation table?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What do you make of this comment by Trump on Friday that he was willing to testify, which I imagine came as a bit of a shock to his attorneys preparing for the special counsel?
I think two things. One, and this is part of why I wrote Understanding Trump, which is, by the way, not called Predicting Trump, which I think is impossible. I think that his entire career, he has always counterpunched. Going all the way back to the page 6 days in New York. And so his automatic instinct, and it's so deep in him, that it's not something he thinks about. He just does it. I think he also has never, his attorneys have not gotten across to him the difference between the kind of lawsuits Trump has had many of, which are civil and involve money, and being involved in a potential criminal case. Obviously, the standards are very different. And as we know from past special counsels, there's a standard rule in Washington that it's not the original problem that kills you. It's the process as they investigate. It's obstruction of justice. It's perjury, what have you. And I don't think Trump is a guy who talks in big, sweeping ideas, and I don't think he understands fully. And for some reason, just as on other topics, his attorneys have not been able to get it across to him, that in a criminal proceeding, you of course know this better than I do, Laura, because you're a lawyer and I'm only a historian, but in a criminal proceeding environment, every single word matters because they're going to both measure it against your prior words and they're going to measure it against everybody else who testifies and they're going to measure it against every written document.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Newt Gingrich. I will be with Newt Gingrich in Paris here soon, the end of the month. We're going to a symposium on what I call the Iranian Tea Party. And, there's Newt being quintessential Newt. Newt is a historian, but he's also a politician. And Newt is not a capitalist who's been involved in thousands of lawsuits. He's not a capitalist who has had to slug it out with unions and crooked union bosses and crooked politicians and everybody else. He's not a guy that has learned how to counterpunch effectively or to cover his own butt so that he doesn't end up in a pickle. I want you to think about the type of business that Donald Trump has been in, where the number of permits and things you got to get to, the amount of hands you have to grease, and the things that have to happen for that for you to get anything accomplished because of the crooked nature of politics. And Donald Trump has done it, and he's managed to stay out of prison. There are guys like Tony Resco, for example, Barack Obama's buddy. He's in jail because of crap very similar. I mean, the types of dealings that Donald Trump has done, Resco was involved in. He was a billionaire business, billionaire property developer. And he's in prison. Barack Obama's out and became president. Resco probably looked at Barack Obama at one point like, you're such a stooge. You know, and Barack Obama out-politicaled him. And I don't know how it happened, but you can bet they're no longer good friends. And the reason Resco is in prison is probably because of Barack Obama. I don't know that to be sure, as a fact, but that's what I would guess. How many, you know, minions did Resco work with like Obama? He looked at Obama and said, you know what? We're going to make you big, kid. And he bought his house. He bought the land next to it. He did all kinds of stuff. Donated money. Got money funneled to him. All with the idea that I'm going to keep you on a string. And when Obama went, I've gotten where I need to get with you, cut the string. When he got the power, he cut the string. And he was able to put a billionaire into prison. Not very hard. It's very difficult to do that. But back to what Gingrich said. He said Trump's got a career, built his career as a counterpuncher. His automatic instinct is the counterpunch. And he says it's a difference between doing that in lawsuits for financial gain or loss than it is when your sovereignty is on the line. And for Donald Trump, I just want to explain to Newt Gingrich, none of that matters. Donald Trump doesn't see a lawsuit over money is any different than a lawsuit over his character. It is the principle of the matter. Donald Trump gets sued all the time. Most of these he probably could have settled. He could have said, you know what, give him 10 grand, give him 100, 50 grand, whatever. Settle it. No, it's on principle. It has nothing to do with counterpunching. Oh, he's used to what they used to do in New York on Page Six. Page Six is a rag where, you know, all the dirt of New York comes out. And Donald Trump would get with the press. And what makes Newt think that Donald Trump, who is not supposed to be sitting his butt in the Oval Office, is going to change his style? Look, I'm a fighter. And I'll tell you something. If you've got a style about you that you've learned how to deal with, why would you change that style? Don't misunderstand me. You may adapt to other techniques, but you don't have to change that style. Let me put it a different way. So there's counterpunching in boxing, right? Now, some people might say it's better to be on offense than defense. But I'll ask you this. Do you think that you should abandon counterpunching? If a guy wants to get into a slugfest, maybe he's a little bigger, a little stronger. You want to get into a slugfest with a guy, or would you like to counterpunch? Is there a time when counterpunching is necessary? Gingrich implies, let's abandon it. He shouldn't be counterpunching, not in this day and time, not with the federal government, not with the... Let me tell you something, Newt, and anybody else that's listening that wants to pay attention, Donald Trump is the federal government. He's a guy now that can say, this is BS. He's no longer representing, it's not Donald Trump versus the federal government, it's the federal government versus the federal government, and he happens to be in charge of it. You got people saying, he better not touch Robert Mueller as a special prosecutor. That's off limits. Chris Ruddy, they say, is a person who's counseling Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. Chris Ruddy owns Newsmax. It is not conservative. He is good friends with the Clintons. And if Donald Trump is using Chris Ruddy as a confidant, I suggest to him that he runs as fast from him as he did from Comey. Guy's a crook. Makes a ton of money off of conservatives and does nothing to help conservatism. He is a dyed-in-the-wool leftist posing as a conservative. And he said exactly what I would expect him to say when it comes to Trump getting rid of Mueller. He says, don't do it. I advise the president not to do it. Why? Oh, it'll create controversy. There's the controversy of Mueller is the fact that he's best friends with Comey. Comey's recommended him highly. He's good friends with the administration. And as you're going to learn, he has already picked a bunch of prosecutors that are people that are going to help him with this case to figure out the truth of Russiagate. He's loaded the queue with people who love Hillary Clinton, who donated money to the Democrats, their careers. Now, some of the people donated
earlier on, other people later. But you can't, they can't trust this guy. There's no reason to trust him. I'll play those clips in a little bit to back up what I just said. But I want to go back to just this notion that of Gingrich, that Donald Trump has to do something different. He goes on to say this, Newt Gingrich. He says, past special counsels, or, you know, when you look at what they did, how they dealt with various issues, he says, it's not what they go after you for that kills you. It's the process leading up to it that kills you. So, you know, I don't have an example to give you except to say that if they're looking at you because they say you evaded taxes and you didn't, it isn't that you evade taxes. It's going to be all the things leading up to it that they point out that make it look so bad for you that by the end of it, you'd wish that you had just said, you know what, I evaded taxes, even if you didn't. That's what Newt is essentially saying. Well, let me tell you something, folks. If you didn't evade taxes and you're not willing to stand on principle for that, what good are you? You know, I hear these cases all the time where they say, well, the police got me into the office and they made me admit to something. And I'm sure it's happened to people. They gave me, you know, they effectively deprived me of sleep. They deprived me of food. And then they said, you know, if you want to, I want to get you some food here. I want to give you a break, but I need you to give me something. And then finally the guy goes, all right, I shot the guy. I mean, whatever. I just got to eat. I got to get some rest, man. Please, let me stop. Let me tell you something. I don't care how long you interrogate me. I don't care how much torture, food deprivation. The only thing you could deprive me of that might make me talk, except it would kill me, is oxygen. You know, or, you know, you get what I'm saying? If I'm not guilty, I'd say to the guys in the room, let me explain to you. I don't care if you keep me here 2 hours or you keep me here 20. You're not going to get a confession for something I didn't do. It just isn't going to happen. And I realize, oh, Kevin, you've never been put in that circumstance. No, and I never will, but because I'm going to say, give me my lawyer. That's it. I have nothing to say to you. If you think you're going to browbeat a confession out of me, you're losing your doggone mind. And I said the same thing to my sons. I've quizzed them over the years. Like, is there anything they could do to make you? No, Dad. I would never confess to something I didn't do.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Good morning to you, Kellyanne.
Good morning.
Hey, what is going on? I know that Attorney General Jeff Sessions was going to testify before some other committee this week to talk about the budget for the Department of Justice, and now they've decided, because so many people were going to ask him about Comey and Mueller and all that other stuff, they've decided to put him out in front of the Senate Intel Committee.
Yes, well, he's willing to cooperate and share what he knows. What really caught my ear yesterday was Senator Dianne Feinstein, of course, a Democrat, saying that she would like to investigate further the fact that Jim Comey admitted under oath that he acceded to the wishes of Attorney General Loretta Lynch to lessen the description of what was surely a full-blown investigation to a, quote, matter. Taking something from an investigation and calling it a matter is no small thing, and it's not a semantics difference. This was an investigation of 33,000 deleted emails. Yes, 33,000 deleted emails of a private server of smashing phones with hammers. The last time I smashed my phone with a hammer. I wasn't trying to not conceal evidence. So I really like the fact that we're talking about both attorneys general right now, because I think the untold story from last Thursday's testimony is it reflected very poorly on members of the Obama administration as well.
What was your reaction to Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is a Democrat, a big Democrat from the state of California, and she even agrees with you. She says, Loretta Lynch, we need to be asking some more questions about what actually really happened there.
That's right, because remember, Ainsley, that Comey told the whole world that he acceded to his wishes. It made him feel, quote, queasy, but he had no problem doing that. This is a man who admitted he leaked a memo to hurt this president, and that he admitted to agreeing to Loretta Lynch's request to downgrade, essentially, something that was an investigation to be calling it a matter. It also goes back to the tarmac meeting between Lynch and President Bill Clinton. It takes about 4.5 minutes, not 45 minutes, to talk about golf and the grandkids, a couple of selfies included. So I think those questions have always swirled around. And I think what Senator Feinstein as a Democrat did is very refreshing, because the Democrats, now they basically say the word Russia more than they say America.
Welcome back, everybody. What was funny about that is you can tell how the talking points on the morning shows, Kellyanne probably put in her talking points, and she jumped ahead of Ainsley, who re-asked the question again after Kellyanne had already jumped in. Maybe it's just me, but I watch for stuff like that. God, come on, Ainsley. You got to do a better job than that. Be able to respond back. Kellyanne answered, and she did a great job kind of changing it to from the different things she had said before, but she's right. The biggest thing that came, and I've said this that since the Comey hearing was over, the biggest thing that came out of it was the revelation that Loretta Lynch told him what to say, and he said it. Donald Trump alluded about the Flynn thing, and he didn't do anything. So he did what Loretta Lynch said. He didn't do what President Trump said, and we're talking about Trump. How's that? Because that's how snipe hunts happen. Now, though, because we live in a different time, I want you to think, what would happen if Hillary Clinton were president and we had uncovered? We wouldn't have uncovered it, first of all, because we wouldn't even be talking about the Russians. Number one. And number two, if they did, it would get swept away. It's not going to get swept away. Forget about it. Forget about it. It ain't going to happen. But I like what Newt Gingrich said before, and I'd played this clip before, about Donald Trump has to be very careful, because in a criminal proceeding, every word matters. And they measure it against your past, what you said in the past. They measure it against others who testified against you, and they measure it against other documents. Great. That's what they do in a criminal proceeding. Name me one thing that Newt Gingrich or anybody else expects to find out about Donald Trump with respect to the Russians that hasn't already come out. Name one thing. Does Donald Trump have holdings that he's quietly, as they say, quieted away over there? Is there a Trump resort in Russia that we don't know about? Is there any dealing in Russia that has Donald Trump's hands directly on it, or even indirectly, where he has benefited other than the normal day-to-day operations of people doing business? For example, you want to look at Rex Tillerson and ExxonMobil and go, well, ExxonMobil was doing business in Russia. Really? A multinational, the second largest company in the world in the oil business is doing business with Russia. Whoa, revelation. Next. They got nothing. So when you look at everything that they're going to bring to the fore, and you look at everything that the left has done with absolute fingerprints all over the Russians, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama saying to Medvedev, when I'm reelected, we'll take a look at things. You think that'll come up in the Mueller testimony when he's looking for stuff? What exactly did that mean in this off-mic, what they call hot-mic moment? And what about Podesta getting millions of dollars in stock from a Russian company? And the Clinton Foundation getting millions of dollars as it coincided with Bill Clinton's, speeches and what have you, and Hillary Clinton actually doing things to help facilitate what the Russians wanted. For all intents and purposes, these people have been spies for the Russian government. Certainly seditious. They're not working for our behalf. They were working on behalf of the Clinton Foundation.
In criminal proceedings, every word matters. They're measured against your past, others you testify, and other documents. Give me, measured against what Trump has said in the past. I haven't done anything with the Russians. What do you want to know? When Trump's, well, we want to see this, that, and the other. No problem. What do you want to see? You've got my disclosure. I didn't disclose anything against the Russians. If I did, what do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to let it go? Even if it were an oversight, the left wouldn't let it go. So let's talk about the past. So Donald Trump's, I'm just saying, if he's sitting before a Senate committee, do you think he's going to be one of these scared little, oh my gosh, I don't know, I never wanted to be left in a room with Jim Comey. Oh my gosh, he's so big and bad. Donald Trump's going to say, I'm not intimidated by any of you. And in fact, don't be shocked if Donald Trump has their records pulled and he finds out all their dealings with the Russians. You, Senator so-and-so, you made, let me have the numbers here. It looks like, he won't even be hemming and hawing. He'll say, you know, after we did extensive research on each of you, let's talk about your Russian holdings. You, Senator so-and-so, you made $477,000 in one deal with Russia, and it happened to coincide with a piece of legislation that did this or that. And you, Senator so-and-so, we've learned that you continue to have stock holdings in Russian things through your stock portfolio. Maybe you don't know it, maybe you do, but we found out that you've got information in blankety blankos, Hoyska, and what do you say of that? See, what we're used to is we're used to people having black book on one another, and they won't bring it up. They leave stuff alone. I don't know what Trump's going to do, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to be tweeting to the senators on the Senate Intelligence Committee, I hope you don't have any Russian connections in your life. I hope you don't have a granddaughter or your son's about to marry, you know, Mialinka or blah, blah, Binka or Paskatisky and blah, blah, because let me tell you something. Don't be surprised if during the hearing Donald Trump fires back at you at a personal level. See, Washington's not used to that. Donald Trump, don't be shocked if before Donald Trump were to testify, he says things like, interesting findings when we started looking into the Senate Intelligence Committee's dealings with the Russians. Oh, and their dealings with the Chinese. Oh, and their crooked nature in general. You think Washington, D.C. is in a tailspin right now over Loretta Lynch? You wait. See, what these people like Newt Gingrich and others are afraid of is they're afraid of, or typically have been afraid of, is black book. What do you have on me? Donald Trump's going, you've thrown everything at me. You've looked in my dirty laundry bin for stuff. You've looked in the trash. You've gone through everything. You've talked to everything. The best they could come up with in Donald Trump's misogyny was a woman that they said, was a Miss America pageant or something that he dated, and he was a misogynist, and she comes on and goes, he was a great guy. I loved the time that Donald Trump and I spent together. I felt like a queen.
Let's get her out. Let's put her away.
That's what the next thing Gingrich talked about was the others who testify against you. Who? Comey? The swamp rats and the swamp snakes? Bring them. What do you think Trump's going to do? He's going to have researched all of them. He's going to tell you lie after lie that they told. He's going to quote them back their testimony. And what, Comey is the biggest liar in D.C. as it stands right now. And then Gingrich says, and then there's other documents. What documents? What do you want? Other than Trump saying, I'm not releasing my taxes until I'm done with the audit, there's nothing else to talk about. No documents, no nothing else. So they're not used to a guy that is impervious to their nonsense. DC needs this.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.